Shut up. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, East Coast Audio fans, listeners, and everyone of alike. This is the East Coast Audio Show Impact Recap for what is Thursday, December 11th, 2008. I'm Travis Bryant. With me, as always, is my man, Bardre Purnell. Dre, what's happening, my man?
What's the deal, everybody? What's up, man?
So Impact tonight. Not the most somewhat enjoyable show.
Pretty bearable. Actually, very bearable.
Yeah, I have to give it a little more than pretty bearable. Yeah, it's definitely a bearable show. I don't even want to put it like that. I mean, it was an alright show. I mean, a couple spots here and there. That Feast of Fire thing was a little drag, and then they dragged it out some more, but
beautiful people suck officially.
Oh my god, don't even say their names. I don't even call them beautiful people no more. They're just the beauties. I don't even write their full. It's not even worth me writing those three words, the beautiful people, out on my name notepad. I write beauties. Beauties. Next thing for me.
I put TVP now. They
oh shit. You got downgraded to
acronym.
Acronyms and shit. Dying. TVP. So they opened the show tonight with pay-per-view highlights from Final Resolution last Sunday, which I saw none of. I just messed around too long. Had some company this past weekend. Yeah, look at me. Hype. Pussy getting ass. Well,
yeah, right.
Shut up with your living whiz and...
Because I was over there and I knew you was getting some.
Coming through, ringing a bell, all at the most inopportune time. You should have been able to sense it. Hormones should have been pumping. You should have been.
Yo, but it was like fog and shit in the house, but that was the sex in the air, smelling up the air. Yeah, my bad.
But see, that's the thing. I can't even front. You know, I ain't even deal the deal. Hopefully, that's useful sense. And I'm not going out with a total whore. You know, no, okay, she's not a complete what.
It'll be a little bit of but that's another story.
Definitely. We get into the, we're going to do the Travis and Drake personal podcast this coming weekend. So look for that. But pay-per-view highlights, I mean, they just focused on the Main Event Mafia stuff, pretty much. Did you see the pay-per-view? I didn't think you did.
No, I didn't. I was looking for it. I was looking on it on Justin TV, but.
Oh, look at you. Look at that. Can't be putting my man out on Front Street right there.
Oh, my bad. I mean.
So this is my dang they said.
That motherfucker already on. He's been on Front Street, Wall Street. Because of that, yeah, what was it, the young boy, he OD'd on purpose or something like that.
Online for people to see, or Justin.
Yeah, and a forum about that shit. Talking while that shit was going on.
So I don't think our six listeners are going to be too big a deal. Or seven, and we're growing. But yeah, so pay-per-view highlights just pretty much focusing on the six-man or the eight-man they had, and the finish with Max and the low blow to Joe, and them getting the Main Event Mafia getting the win, and also and Kirk getting the win on over Rhino and getting a shot at Jarrett. So I guess that's what's up. It's Angle Jared. So they open the show. They do the TNA open, and they do. Then they come ringside. They open the show in the Impact Zone. Main Event Mafia comes out to the ring. Kurt basically just gloated about getting another shot at Jer. I mean, talked about how cold and callous his heart is, and Jer's little angels. I mean, what'd you make of this opening promo?
He's talking about talking about Jeff's daughters. I think he said that's getting kind of disturbing. I'm tired of him talking about them. But he kind of threatened Jeff Jarrett and said, like, this is it. Like, I guess either his life is going to be over or his career is going to, something's going to be over after this next match.
Yeah. I mean, then he went on and on. I mean, it wasn't anything bad. It's not, I don't think it was too memorable. I mean, those lines were okay. I mean, cold cow's heart. AJ came out, and he basically showed up to address Sting. And he told Sting, he talks a lot, preaches a lot of stuff, talking about, about being honorable and respectful and all this stuff, and how does he feel about that victory they had and how Joe had him beat. And, and you think, was that an honorable finish the way they did? You know, how the Main Event Mafia handle business?
But ain't this whole feud been, especially on the front line, so I've been a bunch of, like, pointless comments? Like, well, I don't understand. Where is he coming from with this whole thing, doing things the right way? Or where is Sting supposed to be? I thought Sting was talking about honor. I mean, I guess he means that he's questioning Sting's morality. Is that what he's taking?
He's saying, how are you going to talk about, how are you going to talk about being respectful and being honorable? Yeah, basically, you run in with a bunch of thugs, pretty much. That's how I took it. That's not how you took it?
I can't wait. That's the one thing about this feud is I can't wait. I can't wait to see how that unfolds.